Hi gang, thanks for downloading this classic episode of News Fighters. Just a reminder, if you're looking for new original episodes of News Fighters, they're now over on the Irrational Fear podcast feed. So search for Irrational Fear on your podcasting app or go to irrationalfear.com for all new episodes of News Fighters. In the meantime, enjoy this classic News Fighters episode.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
SansPants Radio.
Australia's most biased podcast network.
This is News Fighters, where we fight the news so you don't have to.
With Dylan Behan.
Yes, hello, fighterers. Welcome to News Fighters for today, July the 9th, 2021. News Fighters is a hilarious look at the week's news in Australia, presented by me, comedy smartass Dylan Bain. Coming up on today's show, comedian Beck Melrose is stopping by with a funny look at some of the darker news stories of the week. But first, well, here we are, right back where we started.
Today is the worst day of the outbreak so far. 38 new cases, with the numbers going in the wrong direction.
Greater Sydney will endure another week of lockdown as a new battlefront emerges in the fight against the Delta outbreak.
The lockdown was initially set down for 2 weeks, but just yesterday extended for one more. Now even that date is in doubt.
Yes, it's all feeling incredibly predictable and repetitive. It's 2020 Redux. It's a mega mix. It's pandemics on 45. COVID deja vu. It's like Groundhog Day, but we just need Bill Murray to stay in bed for the whole movie. If anything, the news is feeling like a bad FM radio station that just plays the exact same songs every single day. All right, time to play those classic lockdown hits here on the News Fighters All Repeat Workday. First up, here's the New South Wales government saying, only go shopping for essentials.
The Premier even warning against essential shopping.
Only go shopping when you have to.
We're asking the community to only shop for those essential goods.
And following on from that, that's right, you guessed it, the non-essential shops are open.
This was Bondi Westfield, stores open, staff at the ready in Louis Vuitton.
Yes, Louis Vuitton is open out there in the east. Now let's cross out to the west, where New South Wales police are threatening to fine people for buying shoes.
Shoppers will be stopped and quizzed about why they're there.
The question we'll be asked is, what's your reasonable excuse for being here? You don't need that pair of shoes today.
Well, now let's cross back to the Premier, where she's saying the secret to beat the virus is everyone needs to stop moving around so much.
Do not leave the house. Please do not leave the house. But what is the challenge for us is just reducing mobility. So it's really, really important for people to reduce their mobility.
Oh, but that's right. You guessed it. There's no enforced travel limit, so all the rich people are driving to the beach.
Not staying at home, big recreational crowds prompt strong warnings that hard work could be undone.
At Bondi, the car park was packed. The testing clinic virtually empty. Most were exercising within the rules, but many clearly were not.
Yes, massive crowds misbehaving there in the east. So, of course, what's New South Wales pulling out? That's right, it's a police crackdown in the poor, ethnically diverse western suburbs.
From 7 a.m. tomorrow, 100 extra police will be sent into the southwest. Not a tactic employed in Bondi or the northern beaches.
They'll be targeted by police on a mission to lock up communities already in lockdown.
lockdown.
Health very clearly have said to us we have a difficulty in southwest Sydney. This is all about helping our community.
Oh yes, and nothing says our community like the white policeman with the super Anglo Aussie accent. Good job. Oh, but at least the police are cracking jokes about it.
The virus has shown very clearly that it doesn't discriminate, and nor does the New South Wales police.
Oh, and here's another 2020 lockdown classic hit I'd bet you'd forgotten about. It's the insecure and casual workforce being told to stay home.
Don't turn up to work if you've got symptoms. You might have the virus and then infect your whole workplace, which doesn't help anybody. Then not only will you be out of work, but everybody else in your workplace will be as well.
I just would again urge everyone to not attend work if you've got symptoms.
Please, please make sure that if you have the mildest of symptoms, you're not going out of your house to a workplace.
Yes, but it's a bit hard to pay your rent because, unlike in Victoria, we don't have a $450 test and isolate payment to pay casual workers without leave to isolate while they await their test results. So, what do you expect people to do? Oh, and here he comes. It's our gaslighter-in-chief insisting none of this is his fault and everything is going great.
The Prime Minister has boldly declared that the nationwide mess with the vaccine rollout is officially over. We are now hitting every target, he says.
Today, the Prime Minister sought to defend the slow vaccine rollout.
Right now, we are catching up considerable time.
Rejecting claims it's his fault.
Morrison insisting delays in the vaccine rollout didn't contribute to Sydney's lockdown.
And to suggest otherwise is just completely and utterly false.
Yeah, Scott Morrison there seeming to forget the fact that we're 4.7 million doses behind on their latest revised goal and probably close to 20 million doses behind on their original plan from the beginning of the year. But tell me again how good the vaccine rollout is. In fact, the vaccine rollout is going so badly that New South Wales this week compared it to which movie?
The Hunger Games. That's how the Health Minister has described the demand for COVID vaccines.
It's almost a sense now of the Hunger Games of people chasing vaccine. Until we get enough vaccine and enough GPs, we will continue to have effectively the Hunger Games going on here in New South Wales.
Yes, the Hunger Games. You know, the movie where a corrupt dystopian post-apocalyptic government abuses its power to control the citizens and decides who gets to live and die. What on earth made the New South Wales government think of that metaphor? And then the film metaphors continued from the federal government.
The head of the COVID-19 vaccine task force today ran war games with the states in anticipation of a surge in vaccinations in the second half of the year.
Welcome to the war game of the national campaign plan for the COVID vaccine rollout.
Yes, war games. You know, that classic 1983 movie where a young Matthew Broderick slacks off at school all year and then to cover it up, hacks into his school's computer to change his grade so it looks like he did a decent job when everyone knows all along he was just a bad, bad, lazy student.
Those are your grades?
Yeah. I don't think that I deserved an F. Do you?
It's also apt because in War Games, Matthew Broderick almost causes World War III by hacking into a computer system, whereas Scott Morrison will probably almost cause World War III by accidentally referring to Taiwan as, I don't know, a state of America or something, and then insisting that's what he meant to say all along. Okay, wait, and hang on. So we're 18 months into the entire pandemic, and it's 5 whole months since the vaccines first arrived. And finally, the government is like, maybe we should sit around a table and strategize this rollout. Do you think it's time we You had a go at that? Well, at least there's one bunch of people who seem to have access to vaccine supply, though.
Sydney private school St Joseph's College is ahead of the game. 160 of its students have received the Pfizer vaccine when it's meant to be limited to people aged between 40 and 60.
New South Wales Health has reportedly acknowledged the Pfizer doses were only intended for the school's Indigenous students.
Yes, New South Wales Health accidentally vaccinated 160 elite private school kids. I mean, I can understand a doctor accidentally like slipping and doing one, but 160, that's like Mr. Bean level of slapstick to accidentally do that many. But of course, the New South Wales Health Minister, Brad Hazzard, took full responsibility.
The school intended it well. There was a mistake. And so what? It's happened. Out of a million vaccinations, move on.
Geez, remind me not to take this guy to the axe throwing venue. Imagine if there's some kind of a mishap. He'll be like, well, out of millions of axe throws that have been done, there was a mistake and I accidentally smashed you in the face and killed you. So what? Move on. Anyway, so in conclusion, I'm taking a couple of weeks off. We're in lockdown, so send beer money.
Hold up.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, now on News Fighters, joining me is our regular news correspondent, Beck Melrose, and due to our Sydney lockdown, joining me over Zoom for the very first time. Beck, how's lockdown treating you so far?
Well, deja vu, we were here exactly a year ago.
Here we are yet again.
Back in all my comfy clothes.
Yes, it is good to wear tracksuits to work at home instead of just to the office.
I have transformed my whole wardrobe. Everything I wear out of the house now is as close to a blanket as I can possibly get.
And you're at the moment, you're working on Win the Week, the great new ABC weekly quiz show. So have you been covering? Yeah, how's that going? Have you been covering a lot of news stories? You been seeing anything interesting?
Yeah, I'm loving it. I love the show. Spending a lot of time surfing through headlines is not fun, though. I do not miss that. It feels like after reading the news week after week after week, you just end up feeling like you're living in a simulation. You just see the same stuff coming up every single week. You must get it too. You're doing it every week.
I know. I'm doing the exact same lockdown jokes I was on this show on News Fighters a year ago. What's essential? What is essential? Oh, the Louis Vuitton store is open. It's like I should just clip out old jokes and replay them.
Just bring them across. Yeah. Susan, you're on mute.
Yes. All right. So I guess covering through some of the big stories, one I've been following, which I think you may have as well, is the US sprinter Sha'Carri Richardson has been in the news. What's the story there? I think I can guess.
Yes. Well, she was a gold medal hopeful for the 100 metres at the Tokyo Olympics. And she's out. She's tested positive for marijuana, which is not the drug I expected to read when I saw that headline.
Performance enhancing? I think not.
I definitely don't think so. I've definitely never wrapped up a chuff feeling particularly Olympic, I have to say.
Unless you're trying to break the world record for like eating Mars bars or something.
Exactly. Yep. If you can finish the 100 meters with a belly full of Doritos, I reckon that's the kind of inspiration we need at this point in history.
And I'll say, you know, it's been in the news, Gladys, at the moment with the Sydney lockdown. It's like, everyone just stay home, everyone stay home, everyone stay home. And I'm like, hey, Gladys, you know what would make everyone stay home for a couple of weeks if you just legalize weed for a couple of weeks?
Yeah, I'd be quite happy.
Just give everyone a free Nintendo Switch and legalize weed for 2 weeks. Lockdown will be over.
That's the real job keeper. I want that. But no, they are. Like, weed's legal in a lot of places now. They have to rethink that rule, surely.
Well, it's interesting. New Zealand had the chance to vote on it, and they voted to keep it illegal, which seemed very weird, especially if you've ever been to New Zealand, because they love weed in New Zealand.
But all the places, like in Colorado, where I go quite a bit, it's decriminalised there. Surely they've got athletes that are going to be going to the Olympics. It definitely doesn't enhance your performance. They came out and said that they needed to, they were really sympathetic to her case, but they needed to keep the rules because it would be unfair to the other competitors. But I feel like if I found out that someone I was competing against was blowing jazzy riffs on the Gatorade sacks, I'd be stoked. I don't think it's unfair at all.
Yeah, well, it's unfair because they're jealous, let's be honest.
Yes, true.
They're like, they got a really good night's sleep last night. Damn them.
Yeah, exactly. They're feeling very rested and relaxed. I was reading about the Tour de France this week as well, speaking of cheating. And there was this guy in the second ever tour. I think he was the favourite to win the first, and for whatever reason he didn't. And then he came around in the second tour and was caught with a cork in his mouth that he'd tied to the car in front of him. So he was just getting towed along with a cork in his mouth.
I'm guessing this is before it was televised, because you'd see that on the news. Wouldn't that take a tooth out? Oh, my goodness.
It doesn't sound safe or comfortable, but it's a genius plan, you've got to admit. That's real cheating. That's the kind of stuff I'm like, yeah, disqualify that guy.
I know, Lance Armstrong, you're like, disqualified. The guy who got towed along by a car with a cork in his mouth, you're like, well, slight penalty for but still a genius.
He's a genius.
Yeah. Speaking of people who are getting towed along and not doing much, Scott Morrison's been in the news announcing our plan to get out of COVID. What's your reaction to that? To move away, Australia's got to move away from COVID zero, he says.
We've got our four-phase plan, so we're fine. Wasn't much of a plan, though. I don't know if you saw it, but no targets, numbers, commitments, goals.
Right. So it's like the vaccine rollout then.
Yeah, totally. I don't know why I'm surprised or why I'm disappointed, but it just feels like it's the kind of thing that if you presented that as like a first-year business analyst, you would be laughed out of every boardroom in Australia. But I don't know. Have you seen it? Have you seen the plan?
No. Did you see it? Was it released publicly?
They put it out and it looks like one PowerPoint slide, like one of the templates that comes with PowerPoint, like the flowchart template that I'm sure anyone who's worked in an office will have seen this flowchart template. But you just see phase 1, 2, 3, and 4, and it just slowly peters out to a shrug by the time you get to phase 4.
Wow.
It's so scant on detail. Phase 4 is called the final phase, just in case the rest of it wasn't vague enough.
How long is it? How big is this thing? Is it like a booklet, or how is it?
Oh, no, it's all on a PowerPoint slide.
Oh, it's one slide.
It's one slide. So phase one is roughly where we are now. We need to vaccinate. They're cutting the arrivals cap in half, testing out home quarantine. And then it's very wishy-washy until you get to phase 4, which is supposed to be our return to normal life.
What a lame PowerPoint presentation. You can't even press the button once, have any of those cool transitions.
No, there's no word art. There's not even like, you know, when people in your office try to misuse the Leonardo DiCaprio GIF, there was none of that.
I know it made
it a lot better.
Those great word art. I always love the duck smashing the computer. Did you ever see that one? It was a Microsoft word art for years. I put that in every presentation because why not? And it's called, what's it called? It's called the New Deal, yeah?
Yeah, he called it the New Deal, which is what Roosevelt called the plan to get out of the Great Depression, which also seems like a little bit of a stretch to me. The people who were calling Roosevelt's plan the three R's, the relief, recovery, and reform. And I reckon Morrison's done the four D's, the duck, dodge, deflect, and delegate to the states. So I reckon that's roughly what he's done in his plan. So I don't think we're getting out of this one for a while yet.
There's a lot of similarities there. Roosevelt was pushed around a lot because he was in a wheelchair, and Morrison's pushed around a lot by the state premiers, so they're both pushed around a lot.
Yeah, totally. If Morrison's gone along with a cork in his mouth, I know the state premiers are driving the car, that's for sure. Yes. But we've got a lot to look forward to, I guess, when we're out of COVID. We've just got, you know, shake that off and look forward to total ecological collapse.
Yes, speaking of ecological collapse, this week there was the big fire. Basically, it looked like the ocean was on fire in the Gulf of Mexico. What was this story?
Man, terrifying. There was a gas pipeline that ruptured in the Gulf of Mexico. But there was actually, the ocean caught fire twice this week.
That's not not an encouraging sign.
No, it's not.
I'm just going to say things aren't looking good for the planet Earth right now.
No. It was not the kind of thing that you look at and just get on with your day without it really affecting you. But yeah, the one that everyone was talking about was in the Gulf of Mexico. Gas pipeline caught fire. It looked absolutely terrifying.
It almost looked like, when I first saw it, I thought it was like a CGI. It looked like someone had clipped something out from a 90s disaster movie or something.
Yeah, it did not look real. But everyone kind of just got a lot. We're just kind of getting along with our lives at this point when these things happen. We're just so used to it. Everything's just kind of melding together like one giant trauma memory.
I know. What'll be next? You'll just be like, oh, the moon's on fire. Oh, yeah. Okay, fine. All right.
Yeah, of course it is. Standard. But the little boats that were coming in, everyone was talking about this little boat in particular that was quite far away from the center of the fire and just shooting water, you know, haplessly.
In the general direction. Yeah. It was just recycling water, hoping it.
Yeah, it looked very, very sad. It feels like, for me, the feeling of walking up to a counter with a keep cup and asking for a soy chai latte after you've just watched that on the news. You're not making a difference.
I'm saving the world.
Look at me go.
Yeah, yeah. You're like, I'm gonna recycle the bottle cap.
Yeah.
That'll put out that
giant fire in the center of the ocean.
Speaking of the ocean, there's been some fish in the news this week. I understand you want to tell me about some trout that was in the news. This better be good.
Yeah, I'm very excited because I've found a story that kind of jumps out of the archetypes that we were talking about earlier. We need to normalize talking about trout on meth, and I'm so glad we finally have the opportunity to do that. There was a Czech research team that I was reading about who put trout in meth water for a couple of months and then gave them a choice of meth water or normal water, and they chose the meth water. And the theory is that our shitting and farting illegal substances into the waterways is getting sea life hooked on drugs, which is a problem. Well, of all the climate change problems and, you know, humans' impact on the environment, I just don't think this is one that we ever thought was having an impact. But yeah, your sesh turds are part of the problem.
And this was actually big. I did see this in The Guardian or somewhere. Surely this is grim for just the world in general. Like, is all the sea life going to get addicted to drugs now?
Yeah, I don't really know what the flow-on effects of this will be. I don't know if, like, you know, where the sewerage goes into the ocean, if it's going to become little, you know, enclaves of, like, fish raves, basically, I guess. But yes. It's a sad time for sea life. You'd want to hope that if they're getting hooked on meth, that at least maybe the uptake in like anti-anxiety medication will start to go into the waters as well, and they can chill out while their environment collapses around them.
I'm just picturing Nemo, like all the fish going to hang out near the eastern suburbs. So, and they're all like, they're all like scratching their noses a lot, or Nemo's just scratching his nose a lot.
Oh no, I don't want to see that sequel. It's too sad. Oh, poor Nemo.
All right. Well, great catching up, Beck. We'll leave it there. You got anything planned for the next couple of weeks in lockdown?
Pretty much this. So just, you know, waking up and walking around my house and going to sleep.
Yes, I
so
was.
So interesting.
I'm taking a couple of weeks off News Fighters. I was hoping to get away, but due to lockdown, I'm going to go to the most exotic place I'm allowed to, which is Aldi, and I'm going to buy some Greek yogurt and German chocolate, and that is.
That's as good as a holiday, I reckon.
That's the best holiday you can get in Sydney right now. Might even get some weird, you know, ski gear in the middle aisle. That'll be useful.
Oh, well, it's the only browsing you can do right now, right, is the middle aisle of Aldi.
Yeah, well, legally, you've got to make a list and go out. So I'm just going to make a list of a bunch of obscure obscure things Aldi might sell. Disco ball. And then, so if the police catch me buying a disco ball, I can be like, it's on my shopping list.
It's on the list.
From the Aldi middle aisle. All right, Bec, great to catch up. Thanks for stopping by. And as always, where can people find you?
I'm on Instagram at Bec Melrose.
Terrific. All right, thanks again for stopping by. We'll catch you next time.
See you soon.
See ya. All right, that's Newsfighters for today, July the 9th, 2021. Big thank you to Bec Melrose for being on the show, and a shout out to my new Patreon supporter, Tom. Thanks, Tom. Every month I release a brand new bonus episode on Patreon and on Apple Podcast subscriptions, so sign up to get those. Newsfighters is made for Sans Pants Radio and is written, produced, and edited by me, Dylan Bain. Making news comedy is what I do, so maybe I can do it for you. And also a reminder to sign up for our free newsletter for updates at newsfighters.com. Hit follow or subscribe on your podcasting apps and follow us on Twitter and Instagram. And just a reminder, we're taking a couple of weeks off, so keep an eye out for a best of. Everyone, stay home, wash your hands, wear a mask, all that stuff, and see you in a couple of weeks.
This is Newsfighters, where we fight the news so you don't have to.
And so what? Move on.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.